The bulk of the $7.8 million bond issue would go to replacement of much of the equipment used to make power from the waters of Crystal Lake. The plant at Blind Slough dates back a century. It's about 18 miles south of Petersburg and makes a quarter of the community's electricity. It's Petersburg's cheapest source of power. Utility Director Carl Hagerman hopes voters will agree that work pencils out.
As long as the numbers make sense and allowing us to continue that legacy at Blind Slough, continue to produce low-cost power out of that facility, I think it's really in the community's best interest to do that.
The utility estimates it costs 1.3 cents a kilowatt hour for hydropower from Crystal Lake. The other three-quarters of the community's hydropower comes from two mainland plants owned by the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, or SEPA. That costs 6.8 cents a kilowatt hour. If those sources are lost and Petersburg reverts to its standby diesel generators, the cost to make power here jumps to 18 cents a kilowatt hour. In 2019, a consultant recommended the overhaul at the Blind Slough plant, and the assembly's already voted to purchase the equipment for that work, although that's contingent on getting the voter approval. If voters don't say yes, Hagerman says the utility will maintain the hydro plant until there's a catastrophic failure there.
Hard to say when that would happen. Our engineering firm on that job, McMillan Jacobs, pointedly said that their crystal ball isn't that much clearer than anybody else's, but they are seeing some degradation in the facility to the point where they strongly recommended that we do something and refurbish the facility.
Borough Assemblymember Bob Lynn supports passage of the bond measure. He's also Petersburg's voting representative on the board of the Ketchikan-based wholesale provider SEPA. Like Hagerman, Lynn thinks it's better to spend money now on the Blind Slough plant.
I've read the engineers' reports, and there's a lot of questions there. You know, it could fail at any time, but it could go for a while, too. But I think we'd be better off, taking a positive approach here and doing it as we can without having to be a crisis mode and then costing us a lot more at that time.
Lynn also notes the importance of the remainder of the bond issue, about $1.4 million that would pay for an additional diesel generator in Scow Bay. Those are used when hydropower is not available, and officials say the community is nearing the limit of its standby diesel during peak wintertime demand. Hagerman says that could lead to more extended outages as the utility tries to restore power from a loss of hydro.
If we don't manage to do that, and a generator trips off due to it being overloaded, then it's a cascading effect and we just have to start over again from basically zero. And that could go on unless we shed load, like Bob mentioned, which means making sure that some customers don't come on, that we don't turn them on until we get everything stable. It makes it a very long process. In the middle of the wintertime, that's not really an option for me. I don't want to see us take any longer than possible to get people's power back on.
Hagerman says electrical demand is rising in Petersburg. The added diesel in Scow Bay would address the short-term need for the utility. The borough is also looking into the longer-term need, hiring a consultant to plan for diesel generation for the next decade. The debt for the electrical work would be repaid by customers of the electric utility, not by property tax, and it's expected it would require 9.5% hikes in the utility's revenue this year and next. Hagerman plans to present some more information on what that would look like on local utility bills at upcoming assembly meetings, but he says local power rates should still be competitive.
With these increases, even though they're not insignificant, to our customers in comparison to other communities, we are still kind of right in the middle of the range as far as what other customers in Sitka, Ketchikan, Juneau, Wrangell pay for their power.
The utility has over $6 million in reserves and will be using some of that to pay for the generation upgrades. Another $1 million of that is held in reserve to replace a special transformer in the downtown area if that were to fail, and nearly $2 million of that reserve money is kept to pay the bills in case of an emergency. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.